The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace. Good morning, everyone. And welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Everything entertainment, everything moose soup.
Come down for moose soup after.
That's right. We'll be right over as soon as the show's over. I'm Jason Matheson, along with Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and Kenner Mattel. Thanks for being here as we continue with the most productive day of the week, and that is Tuesday.
That's right. We're going to get stuff done today, right?
Mm-hmm, including nudity. All of us, Dawn's made an adult movie. Kenny made an adult movie. Lex turned her offer down. I have.
Too awkward.
We've all done nudity. But one actress is saying no to nudity. She's saying no more. I'm not going to do it anymore. Who's saying no?
Well, it's not necessarily that stringent, but Keira Knightley says, there's not an absolute ban, but here's her parameters. And she's putting this in her contract. She is not comfortable doing any nudity when there's a male director. She says it's partly vanity and it's also the male gaze. That's making her not want to do it. The male gaze. The oogly googly look.
Not gaze,
look.
Like
gay. I thought she would be a little more comfortable
from the eyes.
Oh, got it.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. It could sound like the homosexuals.
I thought she was like, I don't want to strip in front of the gays. And I'm like, sister soldier, we ain't interested. You don't have to worry about us.
No.
She's referring to me, Jason.
Okay, got it.
Going, oh, wow. Oh, neat. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, she said this after becoming a mother herself. She says, I want to put this in my contracts now. And the only way she'd even consider doing it is with a female filmmaker. She doesn't want to be doing any of those greased up grunting sex scenes.
I'm sorry. I just thought I would
add
some.
You wanted to try it out?
I did. I wanted to help Lex.
Right.
Ooh. Okay. Lex, the train's here. Yes. Dawn or whoever has
a
train.
That's delivery's me. Here.
Your delivery here. Lex, I'm sending you some Grey Goose. It's there. Go out and get it.
Doesn't want to hear any grunting either.
Yeah. Okay. Lady folk, what do you think of this?
Well, my first reaction is it's so interesting to me that she breaks it down by gender. Because I think women could still give that oogly googly eye, too.
A woman director...
A woman director. I think it's more based on the story and how is it portrayed. And I think she'd also say that that's part of it too. Like, of course, the story matters and how the nudity is presented.
Yeah,
that makes a big difference. But by breaking it down by gender, now maybe the male gaze, maybe that is the potential for that is higher with a male filmmaker, but breaking it down like that just seems a little limiting.
She's talking about the process, right? The movie making, the shooting of it, right?
Yes, and the men on the set staring.
How many people? How many people are on the set? Like a ton,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of unless you know, some actresses and actors in their contracts, they demand a limited amount of people on these shooting days when they do these sex scenes. They can put that in the contract.
Yeah, that's true.
I've heard that. I think Kate Winslet has that there's just a minimal amount of folks, only the necessary people, maybe the director of photography, the director himself, maybe a lighting person. But yeah.
She's not American, is she, Jason?
She's not American. She's British.
Aren't they notoriously more open about things like that?
They are, but you know, the first thing I thought of is, and Keira Knightley has been in the business since she was a kid. I mean, I mentioned Phantom Menace a few minutes ago. She was she played Padme's body double. So she's been in this business for years and years and years throughout her life. This is obviously stemmed from some mervy, pervy experiences on these movie sets.
Yeah,
I mean, you just don't come out and make a statement like this without some experience to back it up, which makes me think, ugh, gross. If you have a director, no matter the sex, really, no matter the gender, if you have a director just kind of, you know, you catch him just kind of drooling or looking at you when you are really just doing your job. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous, but, you know, choreographing these sex scenes, it's their gig. But, you know, if you catch a director, you know, sneaking a little peek, that's both uncomfortable and gross, you know?
And remember last week you brought up the Sharon Stone story where she didn't know her private lady bits were going to be exposed.
Yes.
Was that?
Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct.
Dawn, what do you think?
Oh, I completely agree with her. I just, you know, there's a reason why she's saying this, because she's experienced it and it made her feel violated, I'm sure. And it could just be one or several. I think that this kind of behavior in Hollywood went on for a very long time. You know, she's been topless in movies before, and now she feels uncomfortable. So it's like, I get it totally. It's just, you know, once you feel uncomfortable, you're like, I'm gonna make sure I don't, you know, get in this situation again and put up boundaries. I think it's great for her to do this.
Yeah, bravo for her putting up boundaries. Yeah, no!
I feel like so many actresses feel like they have to, and a lot of them have said that, you know.
But this is you've got mail. Too, just to say, well, let me, if you're an actor, going, where are my boundaries? Because sometimes you don't know the boundaries until you've experienced the creepiness of, you know, what she's probably gone through.
Or you don't know you can say no. You don't even know that's an option. You don't know that's a... Ileana writes to us, stupid question, but are they really having sex on these movie sets? No. I mean, I'm sure in the history of movies, some have. But traditionally, if there's a nude scene, they wear like flesh covered. And for the men, when you're seeing their urse, they have basically just like the size of a fig leaf that just covers their Captain Crunch. I mean, they're just
the front.
And I forgot there's a name for it. There's a technical name, and then there's a nickname the movie folks have given it. But when you see the butt, it's just like a
they're
just
not
covers.
Naked on the front. Yeah,
they're not naked on the front.
All simulation, but you know, it takes so long to film scenes. That's what I always think of when I'm watching a sex scene. I go, well, that took 6 hours to shoot. Yep. How uncomfortable.
And how unsexy. That's what you hear from every actor. They're like, if y'all think this is sexy, it is not. You have a camera up in your face. You have a camera in lenses and places where a lens shouldn't be. Bravo to her, I say. Bravo to her.
Yes.
7:12 is the time. Gordon Ramsay is feuding. Feuding, as we say in the South. I'll tell you who he's feuding with. Speaking of the South, Dolly Parton. Cute little story about her. Dawn has that and more when we return. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
all jokes aside, your smile is so important. And if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Judy. What do you call a line of rabbits walking backwards? A receding hairline!
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
Please don't do another one.
Okay. On behalf of the management at MyTalk 107.1, I apologize for that dad joke there. I apologize for the lack of humor that it provided. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis, in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything.
And now, hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Here's one from listener Andrea. What happened when the parsley farmer was sued? They garnished his wages.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
A little smile and a groan. That's all. Keep the bar low, guys.
Gordon Ramsay, he's in a fight.
What?
And
another one?
He's in another one. And this one cracks me up because even, and you know I love a good headline, even the headline makes me smile. And the headline made me click on the story, which, hello, that's the job of a headline writer. Here it is. Gordon Ramsay is feuding with a vegan TikToker, and he just ate a burger on camera to spite her.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, before I go any farther, because I'm in a really good mood today, and I don't want it ruined by people with no sense of humor.
Right.
I love the vegan people. I love vegans. I am a carnivore. You are a herbivore. I respect you. Having said that, I can't help but laugh because this vegan TikToker, which again, I'm trying not every part of the story amuses me. Anyway, this vegan TikToker called That Vegan Teacher. By the way, she's been involved in a couple other controversies in the past. But anyway, any hoodly doodly.
Yes, yeah. She's been getting into a lot of trouble with people.
Yeah, she picks fights, and that's why I can't feel sorry for her. Anyway.
I don't like these jerk vegans.
Well, she is going after Gordon Ramsay for promoting eating meat, which, again, look, I'm all about animals. But my goodness, this woman surprised that Gordon Ramsay is eating burger is like being surprised that there are pencils in schoolhouses. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, come on. Yes. You're going to find groceries in Cub Foods. You're going to find coffee in Starbucks. What, really? You're going to be mad at Gore? Just then don't follow him. If you don't like his content, That Vegan Teacher, then don't follow him on TikTok if it makes you that angry. But she went after him. She went after him, and you know how that's going to go. Well, and that's the other thing. You're picking a fight with a guy that fights with people for a living in a kitchen.
Exactly. She wanted some attention here.
You think that's what it is,
yeah,
Lex?
Absolutely. And in some ways, it's pretty smart because we wouldn't be talking about this otherwise if she's just picking some random chef, you know, that doesn't have the following or won't have that reaction like Gordon would.
Well, but is everybody ganging up on her now?
But her message, you know, that's where I think she loses people and
yes,
automatically gets turned off instead of educating and saying, here's why I don't eat it. Here's why. Because there can be some valid reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
Versus saying, you know, you're a terrible person. Because that turns people off.
Yeah.
And then your message is all muddled and gone.
You know what this story has made me? Only thing I'm thinking about is having a burger now. You know what I mean?
Then it's...
It's not working.
I'm going to Red Cow as soon as the show's over.
It's the opposite of
working. It's having to watch him eat a burger. I'm like, oh, now I want a burger.
Well, and here's this is where Gordon, this is something Kenny would do. So here's how we responded. So a vegan teacher has a little ukulele or something and is singing a song about Gordon or eating, I don't know, not eating meat. So Gordon takes that video and does a side by side. And while he's listening to her sing her little song, he starts eating lettuce. He's chewing on a piece of lettuce, and then in the middle of it, he proceeds to spit the lettuce out, call her a little vegan donut, and then holds up a burger and starts eating it. So, and then he goes, beef burgers were consumed while making this TikTok. And it's become one of his most viral videos. Now, look. And now here's the other thing. Oh, he's bullying her. No, she has millions of followers. Again, bullying is about a power imbalance, and Gordon isn't punching. Thank you. He's not punching down. She's a viral sensation. If you're going to go after, here's my thing too. If you're going to go after someone like Gordon Ramsay, you better be prepared to take the heat. You know, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And she's stepping in his kitchen. So if he bites, it's like, you know.
Oh, I'm sure she's delighted.
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly what she wanted. Oh, yeah. She's probably not mad about it at all. She's like, great. I could turn one person onto the vegan lifestyle that watches this. I'm getting more attention. So she got exactly what she wanted.
Yeah. So.
And then there are a bunch of other of us like me who just want to have a burger.
Yeah. I just, because I love Gordon Ramsay. I do. And I there is something sexy about him. I have no problem admitting revealing. I really do.
Yelling. Oh, it's too much yelling on that show.
I know. You don't like yelling. I know.
Comfortable.
I just don't know. Right, Lex, though? There is something. You and I have talked about this before. There's something about him. And you know what? Again, my daddy issues. I've seen him in many, many interviews. He's a wonderful father. Like, he's a good family guy, and he doesn't, like, you don't hear a lot about them, and I love that. I'm sorry. Panda posted the actual video, and I'm watching it, and it's just her with her little guitar, and then Gordon just eating a burger. It's what we need today, anyway.
Found it too. I'll put it on our show page.
I love it. I'm sorry, and I'm not. Yeah, vegans, I love you. I do. I wish I could be vegan. Tried it, didn't work out well for me. But a good burger. Oh, Burger Dive, Red Cow. I like a good smash burger. Hell, I like a good Wendy's double. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I could go on.
Ooh, I love Shamrocks in St. Paul.
Shamrocks.
Oh, they have Guy's Big Bite. Guy Fieri came there designed a burger for them at one point, and it is like, oh my gosh, it's kind of like a Juicy Lucy. It has hot cheese on the inside, but then on the outside there's bacon and roast beef on top of it.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh, and then there's bacon inside the meat. I mean,
that's a day where
you're not having your diet though.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Parlor Burger. I'll mention that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, Parlor Burger, which basically is 30% butter, if you didn't know. It's ground fresh, and they put butter in the ground mixture.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yep.
What?
Oh, yeah. A lot of burger places. Burger Dive as well. They put fresh butter as they grind the steak and the burger mixture. Each place has their own special mixture, which makes it so delicious.
Oh, that's the one in Potluck, right?
That's across. The one in Potluck and in St. Paul now. They have a standalone. But yeah, and they put butter in the grinder with the meat. That's part of the, that's part of their, not secret, they'll tell you. But yeah, that's what makes it so delicious, is the butter. Mm-hmm. Wow. Lex, can you, you're the only one at home right now. Can you fry up, can you make some burgers for us, please?
Oh, man. I don't have burgers here, but,
you don't?
But absolutely, yes. Let's sizzle some up. Let's.
Okay.
Pretend. Seven. What else you want on there?
That, just catch up. I'm a plain Jane.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When we come back, get ready to laugh a little. Would you rather? And then Liz, and then that Dolly Parton story from Dawn. We have a fun 7 o'clock hour, so don't go anywhere. Oh
yes, son. It's time to make a choice. Would you rather? Jason and Alexis present. Would you rather?
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. It is time for a little Tuesday fun. Time for Would You Rather. Let me see if Siri knows. Yep, look at her. My Siri always knows what I'm getting ready to do. She knows. She suggested I click on my $4 Would You Rather app. Okay, here we go, friends. Okay, here we go. Would you rather have your very own house next to your parents' house for the rest of your life, or live with your parents in a house that's 3 times the size of the one you're living in now for the rest of your life?
Oh, that's easy. Own house next to mom and dad.
Okay.
What if I don't want either? Sorry. No, I'll do one next to, just because of the sounds, and you don't, there's certain things you don't want your mother to hear.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Dawn, don't take it there.
Well, I mean, it's the truth.
She's talking about burping and things.
Yeah.
Smack my ass! That kind of stuff?
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
Wow. That,
you have to ask.
Yes.
Why, yes, it is. Ken or Mattel?
Yeah, I'm with Dawn. Neither one. I'm already too close. I'm doing a lot of snow in my driveway. Come help me put the dock out. This, that, the other. Cut this tree down. Ugh.
You have to choose, Kenny.
You have to choose.
Next to.
Mm. Next to, yeah.
I thought you meant next question. I'm like, you really isn't.
No, I'm going to do next to. Colin and I talk about that. Like, when we build South Fork, we'll build like a little Golden Girls house for Lori and my mother. We'll build right on the ramp. We'll build like in the back of the house or the back of the property. Okay, next. Would you rather have to have 2 extra limbs of your choice?
Oh, yes.
Or 2 extra eyeballs wherever you want.
Limbs. I want 2 extra arms. Look at all the stuff we could do.
Do you guys play the Do you play the same game I do? Like when you go to the grocery store, you try to carry every single one of the bags into the house.
Yes.
At the same time.
You don't want to make 2 trips.
Yeah.
You do not want to make 2 trips.
I'm with Lex. Give me more arms.
Oh, eyes would be good because then. When you're driving, you could you don't have to worry about turning around to look at your blind spot. You can just part your hair and have a couple eyes back there.
Yeah.
Or see enemies coming, you know, out on the tundra. Oh, God.
Yeah, never mind.
I want eyes wherever I want them because I can cover it with hair.
Yeah.
Because limbs, you're never going to be able to find clothes. You're going to be odd looking.
Mm-hmm.
No one will date you because you're going to be that weird octopus person. You know what I mean? I'm thinking of my self-esteem.
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
You got to find someone that thinks that's cool.
That's Jason, it's more arms. More arms to hug you with, my dear.
Yeah.
But will that person want to be hugged by Jason, the gay octopus person? I don't think so. No.
More here come the petting. Suckers.
Two hands for petting is quite enough.
Unless you're in a polyamorous
That's
situation.
Right.
Oh, the boudoir. Yeah. Think of the boudoir. Yeah.
That's right. Well.
Oh, yeah, that fairy troll leprechaun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, combo.
Yeah, that combo.
Thruple.
Yeah.
That thruple, that, yeah.
Hashtag squid like sex.
That. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm only giving one of them.
We won't be asking
legs.
Liz any of these questions.
Hey, Liz, would you rather?
Let's ask her that.
Hey, Liz, would you rather have? Anyway, okay.
Just don't Here say hashtag squid sex, okay?
No, I don't want to scare the poor woman.
Jeez. Guys.
Oh, okay. Let me find a good one here. That sucks. That's horrible. Oh, I can't ask that one. Oh, here we go. Would you rather have a golden voice or have a silver tongue?
What? Witty?
Witty?
That means?
Or a good voice?
I would say good voice because I can make money off of it.
Yeah, I'll say that too.
Well, I already have both. I already
That's
have
right,
both.
You do.
So what do you prefer more about
so,
yourself?
I just love all of me and golden voice. I'd like the golden voice.
Okay. Yeah, look at us. We could be a quartet.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Okay, chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp.
Yeah. Well, all of us with voices.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, here we go. This is in the XXX category.
Oh, all right.
Would you rather be with someone sexually for the rest of your life that has an extreme foot fetish or an extreme diaper fetish?
Oh,
suck my toes.
Yeah. Foot fetish all the way.
Can we wait till the show's over, please?
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I do not want to deal with any type of diaper past two.
No way. Diaper life is not for me.
No. I'm living it. I'm living it now.
Hi-ho.
Ew, an adult diaper. Oh, imagine the deposits. Oh, no. No.
Lex. What? No, don't.
Adult babies creep me out that want to be, you know, mothered and diapered. No.
Yeah, you're old enough to... Ew, yeah.
Yeah.
Without getting... Kenny?
Kenny?
My son would laugh at me when I was changing his diaper because every single time I would be gagging and almost barfing, and he thought it was the funniest thing in the whole wide world. And he'd imitate me as I'm... Yeah.
So you're going with... Though it is the fetish that fascinates me the most because I just don't understand it, and this isn't coming from a place of judgment, it's genuine curiosity, I will choose foot fetish. It's a fetish that fascinates me because I don't get it. I really do not. Because I do not find feet sexual whatsoever. So, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here's our final one. Oh, another XXX one. Yay. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Another one we won't ask Liz. Would you... Dawn.
Here we go. We gotta think of something.
Here we go. Would you rather accidentally find your oldest teacher in a porn?
Oh, Mrs. Mahood?
Oh, Mrs. Mahood.
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 Mahood's got wood.
Game is over.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Would you rather?
This has been Would You Rather.
No, I don't even need the other choice.
Close the door. It's over.
Mahood's got wood. Kenny.
Oh, God, the show's over.
Fifth grade teacher.
You're going to have a lot more homework this year, kids.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, we'll be right back with Liz.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Strawberry shortcake with custards on the way. Two joint-free dolls who have come here to stay.
Hi, I'm Mathieu with Mother Panda. Mima and Tulip with marshmallows. And Cafe Olé with burrito.
Strawberry shortcake with custard, almond tea with marzipanda, mint tulip with marshmallow, and cafe au lait with burrito, each sold separately from Kenner.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning, sponsored by Strawberry Shortcake. That's right. You squeeze them and they smell. They're so good.
You need to squeeze them, Jason.
No, you just...
No, they just smell. You didn't have to squeeze them.
Yeah, but the air would come out of their the bottoms. The
what?
Air, if you... Yeah.
What were you doing with your strawberry shortcake?
He really
the same thing
to get
you were
set.
Doing with Mrs. McCrude or whatever. Yeah. Mahood.
Oh, man. What did you say? Mahood likes wood?
Liz is on hold with us right now.
That's right. Let's talk to our friend. That's right. Let's talk to our friend Liz from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Alexa. Alexa. Good I can't morning. Even talk today.
It's okay. Oh, it's all right. Hey, we do it for a living. We can't even do it, so it's fine. Yep. Hi. How you doing, Liz?
Well, I've got a cold. I hope it's just a cold.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. You're fine. You're going to be okay.
Well, they're going to give me a COVID test this afternoon.
Oh, good. Just to be safe. Good, yeah. good. Just to be safe.
Have you had your shot yet, Liz? Have they given you a shot yet? Oh.
I don't know. They're not getting to the elderly as fast as they should.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope they get, I know they have to, they got it. I got to tell you, I think, I always crack up. My executive producer made this comparison and I thought, and look, it's not exactly a perfect comparison, but he said, you know, every 4 years, we all manage to vote in the same, at the, we all as the entire country, we can figure out how to all vote on the same day. You would think that getting vaccinations, you know what I mean? If we just, 24 hours a day, just and hopefully we'll get to that point. And I realize there's a shortage of the actual vaccine right now. But still, he made that comparison. I thought, you know, state by state, you vote in schoolhouses, you vote in apartments, and if there could be a system like that, I don't know. But
well, that's an interesting statement you made, Jason. Why don't they use that system that they'd use for voting?
Yeah, I mean, we all manage as a country every 4 years on the same day to do the same activity in a variety of places and ways. Why can't the same be true for a mask? Because, look, Howard Stern said this, and I agree. There should be nothing more important right now. I mean, this should be like 24/7. This should be a diner, like a 24-hour diner situation. Yeah. 24 hours a day, it should be a conveyor belt of people.
Yeah. The thing that bothers me, Jason, is the fact that they don't even know how much vaccine there is because the proper records weren't kept.
Well, I'll pump a little good news into this. I saw in the news because I'm a nerd and I TiVo the news. I'm a nerd, but
welcome to the club.
Johnson & Johnson is probably about a week or 2 weeks away from getting FDA approval for their vaccine.
Oh, good. So, and I know it's a one-shot deal.
Yes, Johnson & Johnson is.
And
So it would be a good thing to get another company up in there in the rotation. So the minute you hear about that, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be good news.
Going to be very good news.
let's go to something far less serious, but we wanted your take on it. Alexis, speaking of the news, Alexis read about a new treat available at Walt Disney World, and we want to know if this sounds appealing to you. Lex, take it away there.
Okay.
Okay, Liz, let us know what you think. It's a grilled cheese donut.
Grilled Two cheese donuts donut?
With grilled cheese, with cheese in the middle. Grilled
but
like
they're
a grilled
glazed,
cheese.
Right? They're glazed?
Glazed donut, yes. Let's get that.
Yeah. personally, that wouldn't appeal to me at all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we
feel the same way.
Okay. Now, let me ask a follow-up question to that, Liz, because this was a conversation we had yesterday. You know those, the Kraft cheese slices that you find in a grocery store?
Yeah.
What do you, like, if you were to write a grocery list, what do you, what would you write down if you wanted some of those cheese slices?
I don't know, because I don't use Kraft.
Okay, but... But if you did, what would you write down? Like, if you just wanted sliced cheese, would you just write sliced cheese?
Oh, no, I would say what brand it is.
Oh, okay.
Like Velveeta.
Like Velveeta.
Like Velveeta or something like that. Because each brand has a different consistency.
Exactly. So we learned yesterday a fun fact about our own Dawn McClain. She calls all of those cheeses flat cheeses. When she makes her grocery list, she writes flat cheese, Liz.
Is that in versus round cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we said.
Yeah. There are those little Baby Bell cheeses. You can have a block of cheese. I mean, now I know flat cheese is just the flat singles, you know.
Boy, you could have a nightmare figuring that all out.
That's what, believe me, Liz, it occupied about 6 minutes of our show yesterday. Yeah. So it was great.
Well, oh, my.
Well, Liz, you have a good week, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week, sweetie.
Okay, it's nice talking with you guys.
Okay. Nice talking to
feel
you,
feel better.
Too.
Bye,
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, Kenny, you missed that yesterday. Dawn, we laughed so, and then I told Colin, I was laughing at night about Dawn's flat cheese conversation.
I would mock her, but she's a well-known cheese aficionado. I mean, of all the people I know, nobody knows more about cheese than Dawn. Now, in your vast reference, cheese reference book, do you have an entry for government cheese?
Oh, yeah. That's a block of cheese. Like, that's like a big log. It's like a log of cheese.
Right.
But
in my world, government cheese is sliced, but yet you're right. It's about a foot tall, and it's flat cheese, as you would say. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it cost $10 to $20. Who knows what it was. But it's a reference to back in, I don't know, the 80s when the government was giving away cheese.
Yes. Yeah. And they also used to give it to schools. Because my mom is the cafeteria manager at the school I went to. So she manages the lunch ladies and does all the government, you know, what they give schools. And sometimes if it was about to go bad, it would end up at home, you know.
Yeah, make its way home.
Yeah.
I loved.
We have too much government cheese. Take this home, ladies.
Yeah. I love, we've bonded over this before. I had it too. Betty and Earl, my grandparents, my papa and my mama, they had it. They were at that threshold of income where they could get the cheese. And I don't know what was in that. It's just like school cafeteria pizza. Mm-hmm. If you look at it, it shouldn't be delicious, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what it was.
American cheese? Is that what?
Yeah, for me it is. Cheddar? It's American cheese. And that's how I have my breadless sandwiches. You know, a slice of meat, a slice of government cheese wrapped around a pickle. Here we go.
Yep. Yeah, it's so, oh, God, that was so good. I don't even know if you can still get it, but, oh, it was mighty, mighty tasty, everybody. It really, really was. We're going to take a break. 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. We are looking for two people that want their stick red. 651-641-1071. Give us a call now. We'll do that and more when we come back.
Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.